Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Achtung America, welcome to the epic episode 44, the April surprise awaits, the star date of April 1st, 2021. There's a spiritual war going on right now before our very eyes, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against demonic powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in very high places. We fight against the worries of this life, and we are aware of the deceitfulness of wealth and the desire for other things to come in and choke the word and the world, and then it becomes unfruitful. We will put on our armor and stand our ground. We are the real and spiritual soldiers of this war. And let us fight this evil together. Let us fight evil in this world, so the light can finally shine in and on our countenance. They tell you on the radio each week, we are a world at war. Tonight and this week, Russia has sent their 56th Airborne Brigade to Crimea. It's a flash report tonight that reports now on the ground are that 35,000 Ukrainian troops with 300 tanks are advancing upon the border of Donbas. And more late news, minefields are being laid in that part of the world. Ukraine's Army Chief of Staff announced the start of the campaign in Donbas by the foreign press. Russia sends a strong message to NATO: stay out or risk war. Massive additional armor trains are being sent from Russia into Crimea. War is coming fast and large to that sector of the world. Russia has also told the Ukrainian government that any serious defense of their nation would be viewed as an act of war. These are not just empty bluster by the actions of any government. These are real things. There are no coincidences in history or with nations seeking war or peace. Numerous reports are beginning to come in claiming very large numbers of Ukrainian army troops are now on the move toward the border of breakaway states Luhansk and Donetsk, collectively referred to as the Donbas. And one source on the ground explicitly stated it appeared to him, I'm sure he's a spy, to be 35,000 troops and 300 tanks. Earlier this afternoon and this past week, in the last few days, there have been many scattered reports coming in claiming gunfire was heard along the line of contact of that border. Within the past hour, other reports started coming in claiming even more heavy gunfire. This world's at a precarious balance. We talked about Asia, Russia, United States of America with a K, other parts of the world that are hot spots and hot points. These flashes of gunfire may be seen all over the world. We do not know what is coming down the pike. Therefore, you need to be prepared on all fronts. From a military standpoint, yes, you as a civilian going forward. These things can spill over at our local level, believe me. Now, there's also a French military document that says that society must prepare for war casualties not seen since World War II. This has been leaked out. It's a French military document in the higher levels of the French military and NATO. Very interesting. Now, many of these sources come from Texas News Studio, the Hal Turner radio broadcast, and other radio broadcasts all over the fruited plain, so to speak. But they're out there. These are on the internet. There's many, many alternative news sites for you to go to. We're glad you're here. We are broadcasting live to the nation tonight. I wanted to give you that breakaway report about the Ukraine and Russia as our lead story. The force is strong in the show in our listeners. Our power is resolute and will not be broken. We are the vanguard of the nation and its soul. And no one, and I mean no one, can beat us. We are the tip of the spear. We are victorious. And we have won the battle before it ever begins. Never forget that. Right now, if they keep us focused on fighting each other, they believe we will not notice the reprehensible criminality. But we do notice it. And going forward in life, I'm sure many of you will notice this, that if you don't have a spiritual grounding of some kind, if you have no roots at all, then you will blow with the winds of time. You will be a leaf in the wind, and you will not know who you are and what you are even doing. Most liberal Democrats in America today resemble this. They embrace evil, and they do not even know that evil exists. They deny it exists, and they say it's only an idea. They do not even acknowledge that any evil exists in their domain. Now, here's a story I wanted to let you all know. I've been relieved that people in mass are starting to push back against the draconian mask mandates all over the country. It's even started in Europe a little bit, but from the articles that I've read and things of that nature, I want to tell you what happened to me personally in my personal orbit and realm, which is a very powerful tangent of life. Don't forget that to the political elites of the world, that you wearing a mask on their command is indicative of you being a slave to them and their beast matrix system. Now, this a.m., this morning, I walked into the fine food store around the corner, and only two of the eight customers in line getting their, you know, their morning coffee, their morning sandwich, etc., only two of the eight were wearing their mask. I was not wearing mine. And we were standing 6 feet apart, you know, and they have you stand on the little circle. But it's really an awesome show. The employees were all wearing their little good little masks, but none of them said a word to us. Now, in the future, courage will be defined by you walking into a store without a mask on. Try it sometime like you used to. Remember America? And even this afternoon, I walked into a cigar shop to replenish my supply of fine Cuban cigars, and no one was wearing a mask then either inside the store. We are winning, folks. One patriot at a time, one mind at a time that's enlightened. If you are not sick, and if you do not show any symptoms, then there is no real reason to wear a mask. A lot of doctors on TV and YouTube have said the same. It just makes the weak among us feel more secure and comfortable, as they say. But most doctors worth their salt will tell you that a mask does very little, if any, prevention of any viral disease. The mayor of Oakland on Tuesday announced a privately funded program that will give low-income families of color, and only of color, $500 per month with no rules on how they can spend it. The program is the latest experiment with a guaranteed income, an idea that giving poor people a set amount of money each month helps ease the stresses of poverty that often lead to poor health while hindering their ability to find full-time work, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera. The idea is it new. It's been a revival across the U.S. Don't you recall, folks, they wanted reparations. They wanted these guaranteed checks from the government. But this is a program for people of color only. Whites not need apply. If you're white, you do not meet the requirements of this $500 per month going out to families of color, quote unquote. Thought you would get a kick out of that. It's amazing what's going on with these liberal cities, liberal governments all over the place. Oakland's project is significant because it is one of the largest efforts in the United States so far, targeting up to 600 families. The reason there are white households in Oakland on average, but they make about three times as much annually in income than black households, according to the Oakland Equity Index. It's also a nod to the legacy of the Black Panther Party, the political movement that was funded and founded in Oakland back in the 1960s. Guaranteed income has been a goal of the Black Panther platform. Many folks don't know this since its founding. Direct investment in their black community is, in their view, needed and required for all the, quote, systemic injustices in America. So, decades later, proponents are trying all this again, the form of guaranteed income. And look, I say this. Why don't we give all Americans $1,000 to $2,000, at least $2,000 a month? If we're going to go like that, then give everybody a check. We've got money for no-win wars. We've got trillions for the Middle East. We have trillions everywhere else. Let's just give Americans a check. And I guarantee you, though I would love to have that, a guaranteed check coming in each month, I also would work, but also we would still have homeless. We would still have, it would not alleviate poverty. Just know that to be true because that's more of a behavioral issue. People would spend the money on drugs and or booze or other vices, and they would blow it every month. You know it, and I know it, that to be true. Well, we're glad you're here tonight. It's a big show. I am your VIP guest tonight, as always. And now it's time.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehunt Show, conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes, I'm here in the flesh in our traditional place of Thursday at 8 p.m. And again, we are overflowing on every show recently and going into overtime. We may have to go to more shows. And that I'm working on Blog Talk with as well. Now, everyone's been asking me about politics this past week, and this is my rant about politics in America and the Democrats. So listen up, America. The Democrats and the media, in my view, they own the elections. The Republicans do not. The Democrats' resentment for Trump is personal. It has gone far beyond a purely political objective. They are pursuing people right now on the basis of criminality who engage in Trump rallies. The crime is that Trump won in 2016. The crime to them is that Trump outsmarted them. The crime is that Trump got into the Oval Office, and he never included them in his administration. And even if he did, they would still stab him in the back, like Julius Caesar. Donald Trump still criticizes them And to the Democrats, the militant Democrat wing of America, Trump is still the biggest threat to the elites in Washington, D.C., and you, as many of you are his supporters nationwide. The Democrats in the media own the elections, and they want to only decide who the winners will be. They want to decide who the winners and losers will be on any election. They decide in their ivory tower who wins and who loses, who profits and who incurs a loss. The Democrats and the media will never stop going after Trump. Now the media and the Democrats who go after you will get applauded and be rewarded, be given a medal or a promotion for going after you. Mr. and Mrs. America, that is the current status of politics in America. Having said that, evil lurks in our land, as we know, in Orange, California. There was a shooting which left 4 dead and 2 wounded at a business complex. The suspect is in custody. The scene has been stabilized, and there is no threat to the public. This happened yesterday per Orange County Police. You see these little random shootings go up everywhere. This is a symptom of a bigger problem. We've always had crime in this country, but you'll see more and more of this as society unravels, deteriorates, and the elites also plan a controlled demolition of America. They've been doing this for many years. They encourage the crime, the chaos, the mayhem. Now, in Arizona news, an Arizona sheriff said that the illegal border crossings may be underreported by 300%. I believe that to be true. The president of the Arizona Sheriff's Association of Cochise County, Sheriff Mark Daniels, wrote an open letter on the border crisis and posted it to Facebook, and he lays waste to the narrative that the current policies that encourage migration are a kinder, gentler approach. God, isn't that true? Sheriff Daniels also directly confronts the hypocrisy of our public health bureaucrats, remaining silent on the COVID risk posed by the current crisis while restricting the movement and activities of American citizens. Now, this is one thing that I've pointed out to you many, many times. They say COVID is the biggest threat to America, right? Well, let's connect the dots. If COVID is the biggest threat to America, why are you allowing millions and millions, or at least right now, tens of thousands, over our southern border with Mexico? If it's the biggest threat ever in the history of mankind, why do we have tanks and troops on that border trying to stem the flow of these COVID-infected migrants from running over our border? No. Instead, you see the government restricting you in middle America and your liberties and your freedoms while they let the border run rampant. Any person with common sense would look at this situation. And you have to discern, for obvious reasons, that COVID is designed to control you in middle America. It's designed to control you politically. It's designed to muzzle you. They want to shut you up. They want to control you. They want you to look like a slave and wear your mask inside every store. They want you to kowtow to them and their government edicts and laws and other draconian actions. Yet at the same time, the border is wide open. We've got people caravan upon caravan upon caravan coming over the border, and yet it's porous. It's full of holes, like Swiss cheese. The Border Patrol has said repeatedly, we can't handle this. I mentioned to you last week that the capacity is 729% up over the last year, and now the sheriff is saying that the underreported border crossings are up by more than 300%. And they know this because they can tell by our technology and other ways. But look, if COVID's so bad, and you got to link the two, why is our border wide open? Whenever you're at a town hall, whenever you're at on the or a different Rhino talk show, you bring that up to that host. You say, why is this the case? And by the way, you'll hear a lot of these random talk shows all over the country, even here in Arizona and elsewhere. There's a lot of well-meaning people, but they just don't hit the medal on the head. They basically dance around it. They have lots of fanfare, but a lot of these hosts are well-meaning people, probably good-natured, great to have a beer with, but their shows lack a lot of substance, lack a lot of commentary about these kind of things. So just know that going forward that our crime boom in L.A. and elsewhere, another big Democrat cities, is being fueled by these migrants in some part and by other gangs. And these people that come over here know probably members in the gangs already. Are there good people? I'm sure there are. But like I told you before, we cannot absorb the entire world. There's just no way we can survive as a nation doing that. You know it, and I know it. And by the way, Gordon Liddy died this past week, a great friend of the Von Weehunt Show. We wish him and his family well. He worked under the Nixon administration, and he sounds a lot like this.
Von is on, so join him on the radio airwaves as he broadcasts on internet radio. It's exploding. It is the Von Weehunt Show, and he's on Thursday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. The mission is to be there without excuse. We'll see you there.
That is the mission.
An archived phone call.
Von Weehunt on the radio. This is Dennis, just looking to say you're one crazy SOB. I thought I was the crazy one until I ran into you, and then I realized we had the brotherhood of crazy SOBs. You've got a great show. I hope you do well with it. Keep on keeping on. Tell the truth, brother. That's what I'm saying to you.
And now, a word from President Nixon.
Mr. Trump?
Yes, sir. Who is it?
You have a call online, too?
Okay.
It's Mr. Nixon.
No. Yes, I'll take it.
Hello, Donald. Yes, this is Richard. Good to talk to you, old boy. Been excited about the meetings that we've been having and sharing with you. Pat thinks that if you ever run for president, that you would be a superb president, probably the best this nation has ever seen. And with all that there is out there, from foreign and domestic policy to even Nikola Tesla's information about energy and how to benefit the people that way, you've got a lot of ammunition to take with you, sir. You know that. That's very good, very good. Well, let's keep our meeting this coming next Thursday, and I'm going to meet with your good old uncle here. We're going to have lunch, too, and I think probably go and hit some golf balls after that. So we'll keep that in mind, and I'm looking forward to our next discussion here. You have a wonderful day. Best to you and the missus, and Pat says hello, and again, I'll talk to you soon. Okay. All right. Very good. Good afternoon.
Securing our borders, folks, would go a long way towards solving our crime problems in this nation. But we as a nation are not a serious country. We refuse to do that. You'll notice this year after year, the same politicians talk a big game. And when it comes right down to it, they do nothing for you. So know this going forward. We see the chess pieces up on the board, don't we? We see the radar and the planes coming in on our world map of war. As conditions in the United States continue to deteriorate, we will continue to see people flock to rural and suburban communities at an unprecedented rate. I have wargamed all of this. We are in the war room, and there's many threats coming at us. If you aren't prepared, we talked about this before, we don't know what the hell is coming down the pike. You should have water, food at a minimum, guns or weapons or ammunition at a minimum, warm clothing in case you need to go up in the mountains or go north. We don't know what's going to happen internationally or even in this country. There's a lot going on in the riptide, in the undercurrent of America and the world. Now, last week I mentioned to you, too, that Russian subs broke through the Arctic ice, and they had their nuclear hatch doors open for the first time in recorded history. At the same time, millions of Americans have already been priced out of the housing market. We have a feeding frenzy, I know, going on right now in Arizona and elsewhere in the country, and this is not going to subside anytime soon. People need to know where to park all that extra government cash. A lot of it found its way into real estate. Now, a note about the border again. The illegal aliens, as I've told you before, many past shows. Don't forget, we had over 200 episodes at KFNX, 1100 AM, when I broadcasted all over Phoenix for over 4 years. I mentioned this many times, that the illegal aliens coming into America now, and they're not like Juan Valdez riding his burro to pick coffee beans. The ones coming in now, if you notice them, they are men. They are military age. They're normally wearing Adidas or Nike shoes or T-shirts. I'm not quite sure they all want to work in our lettuce fields, to be blunt, or our farms to pick apples in California or oranges. They seem to all want the government check from the big government. They want to sit in their L.A. cholo apartments and watch video games and wear their Adidas and Nike sneakers, and they want to get into the anti-white agenda that's being broadcast to them by the liberal L.A. California media in schools. There, they learn to hate whitey as their fellow man. This is a political agenda that is being foisted upon you, that is being taught in the California public schools, colleges, and universities. We have many Hispanic friends of our show. The ones that are here working hard and are diligent, they don't like to see these ways of caravans come over. Their life and the quality of their life goes down the drain. Many of them say, I don't want to call your show. They'll email me later and they'll say, look, I agree with everything that you said. We have a lot of these people that come over here. Some are criminals and they affect me and my family. They affect me and what we're going through. And so they're the ones that are, in my view, that are more spot on than our own government. But a lot of these guys will go out to California. California is the home of La Raza. They are the home of a lot of these groups that are anti-white. And now we have the program in Oakland I mentioned to you before about the government checks going to people. It's very indicative, very obvious to me that the agenda of California is to push whitey out of that state. It's the browning of America. They want the black and browns to take over California. They want the whites to leave en masse. They'll leave a few whites that are rich actors, say, that are super liberal. But for the vast motion and part of what's going on, they want the whites to leave California. It's very obvious while they're just pushing more and more people there. And they have all these anti-white agendas there. It makes the Yahoo News on almost a daily basis now. It makes YouTube and other alternative sites. There's a lot of news about this. California public schools have also recently rewritten many of their textbooks about this. And it all started years ago when they castigated Christopher Columbus, right? And they went against him and what he stood for. They called him a murderer and a colonizer, et cetera. Well, just know that that's not going to subside anytime soon. Now, the Democrats also talk about a terrorist insurrection on January 6th, 2021, but their narrative has collapsed, as most Capitol rioters likely will not face any jail time. It's been announced in Yahoo News. The prosecutors were expected to announce their first plea deals for many individuals charged as part of the Capitol riots on January the 6th. And many of these suspects allegedly involved in the attempted insurrection and or coup, which is laughable, likely will not face any jail time. Their cases have fallen apart. And that's good news there for them. Folks, big show tonight. This is epic episode 44. We're so glad that you're here tonight. If you're a new caller, we'll get you on the air pronto. So please hold. We have many callers already. We will get to you. We will talk about these themes and many, many others. It's always a big show. We have a lot of great callers. I got the smartest callers in the biz. So buckle up and stay tuned. We shall return. show is legendary. We're glad you're here tonight. Now, the January 6th protests, there was a lot of arrests. There was lots of trespassing on the U.S. Capitol grounds, quote-unquote. Some vandalism, lots of selfies were posted conveniently for prosecutors on social media to get at. There was lots of tattling and no question as to how the outcome was going to turn out. There were 5 deaths for unarmed protesters. One who was shot at close range in the neck by an unnamed Capitol Police officer, and one of a police officer who was quickly cremated. And amid all these shifting stories, with inflammatory claims about the circumstances of how these people died, it's being mucked up in the media. Hard to find the truth. Hard to find these real stories. But the arrests of the protesters are now winding their way through the court. These were the Trump rally people. And surprise, surprise, the prosecutors, who are probably leftists themselves, leftist Democrats, are not finding any grand coup plots. All of Joe Biden's wind-blowing and hot air about the threat to democracy, quote-unquote, is coming to nothing. The nothing sandwich, as they say in the D.C. Beltway. There was never a threat to democracy. There was never a grand insurrection. There was never a big plot to take over the government. There were no heads on pikes and no torches. These were just conservative Trump rally people and some other marginal fringe characters who banded together, who never even knew each other, and who walked on the U.S. Capitol grounds. While all that's going on, the wealthy are reveling in their giant mountains of money. They say it's the best time ever if you are wealthy. But society is literally coming apart at the seams all around us. The stock market has been hovering near all-time record highs. And for those at the very top of the economic pyramid, this may seem like the very best of times. But for most Americans, the good old days are a long, distant memory. More than 70 million new claims for unemployment benefits have been filed over the past year. Poverty is absolutely exploding all around us. You see it, don't you? While driving around town, even here in Phoenix, there's a homeless guy for every corner in the city on this grid. Unbelievable. And crime rates are shooting higher at an unprecedented rate. If you live in a neighborhood and if you're being inundated by the homeless, call your local police non-emergency number. You've got to discourage them from setting up camp in your neighborhood. Make them stay in the downtown urban corridor. That's what the liberals wanted all along anyway. Let's get to a phone call. I believe it's a new caller. Let's get someone on the air. Hello, you're on the Von Wehunt Show.
Von Wehunt.
Right there.
J.D.
Yes.
This is
J.D.
Smalis. Yes, sir.
I love you, man. How's it going?
It's good, my friend. Listen, I had to call in because you're talking about the 6th. As you probably know, I was there up front and personal. And it is good news indeed to hear that the phony cases against the American Patriots that showed up in numbers close to 500,000 people that marched on the Capitol for a peaceful display of support for the linguine-spined Republicans to try and get them to do the right thing on January 6th. As you know, that blew up in everyone's face. The left had planned to sabotage that with agents provocateurs who decided to break windows and coax people inside the Capitol building. Several hundred went in. Some, you know, defecated on Nancy Pelosi's desk and broke windows. And as you know, tragically, the death of Ashley at the hand of a murderous police officer who's a black police officer, I might admit, shooting an unarmed white woman in the throat whose identity has been hidden from the public. Now, I had to call in because I was personally there. I did not go inside the building. There were no signs indicating we were trespassing on the Capitol grounds. There were no police officers telling us not to be there. In fact, when I was on the porch of the doors on the east side of the Capitol building, I observed officers waving people into the Capitol. There were people milling in the door and people coming out of the door. Yes. I was perhaps 30 or 40 feet from this. I thought better of going in there. That wasn't my goal anyway. But I can tell you this. The media lies, and they lie, and they continually lie. And the government lies, and we have been taken over by agents of the globalist cabal. The United States of America that you and I grew up with, General Wee Hunt, is gone. It only lives in the yes. hearts and minds of the patriots of this country. The country itself has fallen.
Love that. It's so true. Folks, JD's got a great show on YouTube, and you're broadcasting as well. We used to broadcast on KFNX 1100 AM for many years. We were compadres over there, and I thought that was your number, sir. JD, I'm so glad you called the show tonight. You're spot on, man. I mean, I'm glad to see these cases are unraveling. They're going down the drain where they belong, you know?
The only police contact I personally had, a Capitol policeman in full riot gear. I could not tell you what he looked like or what his name was or what his badge number was if my life depended on it. But he tried to grab my shoulder, and I said, okay, I'm leaving. I said, which way out of here? He pointed, and I went immediately, obediently, and got the hell out of there because I sensed that what we were doing had gone wrong. But you know what? The main thrust of what we did there at the Capitol, where we're on the lawn, milling around until there was a surge to push into there, and you couldn't have stopped. If you were there, you couldn't have stopped going up the stairs because there was nowhere to go. It was wall-to-wall people. You were literally stuck there. You weren't going anywhere, even if you wanted to turn around and get out of there. That wasn't going to happen. But anyway, what we were doing there, we sang God Bless America about, 100,000 people strong, and then we passed around a United States flag that was the biggest one I've ever seen, and it took, roughly 100 people around the edges of the flag to keep it off the ground as it traveled throughout the massive crowd. And if you want to see a picture from the balcony of the Capitol, 10, 20 yards from the door where the police were letting everybody in and out, I took a yeah. shot towards the Washington Monument that shows massive humanity all the way to the Washington Monument on Constitution Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue to just the south of that in the, diagonal direction that D.C. is so famous for, also packed with humanity all the way to the Ellipse grounds where earlier we had heard the president speak. Now, anybody that has listened to any of the crap in the news media about what actually went down on that day, I can tell you from personal experience, you have been lied to. It is now time to expose the criminals in Washington, D.C. for what they are, and we have to root them out, root and branch. We have underway an effort to fix what allowed all the fake mail-in ballots. Georgia basically has been patched up pretty good, about 95%. The same group of people who spearheaded that effort are now in the great state of the formerly great state of Arizona, trying to effect the same change. And I am hoping that the amount of people who have gotten to be aware of what's going on, that curve is going to exceed the surge of globalism that is trying to squelch and squash the memory of what was once great, the greatest country that God ever gave man, Von Weehunt. Thank you for allowing me to – I needed to say that on your show, brother.
Oh, man, JD, I love it, man. You are – That's a great rendition of America, where we're currently at. You're always welcome here on the show. We love you, man. And I also wanted to get your, and I'm so glad that you called tonight. Really, you know, thinking about you the other day. What's your take on this little riot that we had in Chandler with BLM and Antifa last week? Have you heard about that? They were out there in the streets walking through a neighborhood saying, out of your houses and into the streets, you know?
I actually wasn't made aware of that because I have to isolate myself from the news part-time these days in order to avoid a morbid state of just white anger and
right.
And depression at the same time. So I have to meter my news intake. And as you know me for years, 20 years ago, I stopped watching local news. Now, I may have to alter that now that I realize I'm in the pit of it here whenever I'm down in the Metro Command. I'm probably safe from that up in the Northern Command. But down here in the formerly great county of Maricopa in the formerly great state of Arizona, they are now trying to coax good-hearted individuals and to protect their own homes from the vandalism so that they can falsely accuse us of some sort of racism or something, I imagine, is what's going on. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, you know, I my phone blew up when I heard these reports, and you're right. I am in the Northern Command here of Arizona. You're in the – I think you live out there in the East Valley, right, somewhere?
Well,
or Central?
Let's just put it this way. We keep it mobile just for
Smart.
Of anonymity. My lack of anonymity makes me not stay in one place very, very long. Let's just put it that way. But
smart man.
Somewhere in the Valley of the Sun, you'll find me usually, unless I can get the hell out of the Valley of the Sun and get to higher ground where there are more normal people around.
Yes, I love it. That's smart to stay mobile. And the thing is, you're right. They're in the Southern Command of the Phoenix Scottsdale area, the Maricopa County. What I saw several of the YouTube videos, and there's guys that were going in. They were berating the cops. Now they're mad about something that happened on a case. One of the issues was a 17-year-old young guy was shot in the back, and we don't have all the circumstances and all the facts of all that. But you're right. My point is that it looks to me that Antifa and BLM, or a little small amounts of them, have kind of infiltrated Chandler of all places. And they've decided that Chandler is going to be where they draw their line in the sand. So they were out there in front of the Chandler police, and they were walking through the Chandler neighborhoods, JD, saying, you know, chanting, out of your houses, into the streets, and join us, and blah, blah, blah.
So that was
this alarmed many people.
Chandler?
Somewhere in Chandler, they have picked a Chandler police case to be their torch, so to speak, to rally around. And so I know a little bit about the case, but I don't want to comment on it too much without all the facts because it's still under investigation. But they're basically it's an anti-police agenda, as you and I know. It's an anti-neighborhood agenda. You don't go through neighborhoods and yell and scream at people and expect them to love you and support you. That's not how most Americans operate, you know? But that's what I've heard.
Particularly in the formerly great state of Arizona, where there are still yet many patriots, in spite of the falsified election results in Maricopa County, contrary to the efficacy of the stolen election here in Maricopa County, the vast majority of people, including of all races here in Maricopa County, the majority of people. Maybe not maybe only a plurality of certain minorities, but the majority of people in general in Maricopa County are definitely supporting of the more conservative side of things. So they have stolen the election from Arizona, although Arizona itself over history. They barely voted for their own Barry Goldwater in 1964. In fact, Arizona was next to last in the margin of support for Goldwater. He only won by, I think, 1.5% in his own state. So we have been a little bit fickle, because we are disenchanted with Republicans as much as Democrats, because they have screwed us over. And Arizona politics has always been particularly crooked over the history of time. So there has not been a Republican lock on Arizona politics, but there's always been a libertarian and liberty lock on Arizona politics until recent years, in 2018 and 2020, when the leftists actually stole both of those elections by and large. So we are in a particularly bad position now. We are not represented by the side of the aisle in which the majority of the people vote. And that is a very, very dangerous situation for any society to be in, my friend, because what happens then, you know the story of the three boxes. You have the soapbox. They took that away from us because if you're conservative, you're not allowed on any kind of media. Then you have the ballot box. And so you vote those people doing that out, right? Well, they've taken our ballot box. You know the only box left is the ammo box, and the cost of opening that box is humanity. So I hope that we can gather our forces and fight this peacefully, logically, and with God's help. We shall secure actual representation of the great people of the formerly great state of Arizona and abroad in the country, take back what is rightfully our birthright and those of our ancestors fought and died to protect, back from the evil globalist cabal that now controls the formerly great United States of America, Vaughn.
I love that, JD. That's awesome, man. Now, you're right, folks. We are a world of war. This is a spiritual war, too. But like JD said, I've told you time and time again, keep your powder dry, boys, and arm up and get what you need. Get your gear. Now is the time to get your ammo, your guns, and things of that nature.
This is the time to prepare. But let me reiterate, these people that I just described want us to retaliate with violence. That is exactly what they're trying to goad us into. So keeping your powder dry has never been more applicable than now, because these evil, evil people, their goal is to create a race war, a civil war, whatever kind of way they can weaken us by fighting with each other. That is the goal. So what we must do is we must outsmart them, because I hate to say this, and I'm going to say it on your show, General Wehunt, our greatest president, perhaps maybe of all time, President Donald J. Trump, was outmaneuvered and outsmarted by these evil bastards that stole control. And he has not yet admitted that. I hope he does if he decides to run for president in 2024. Otherwise, we will throw our support under behind such patriots as General Michael Flynn, who we are now currently trying to draft as a candidate for president if the great Donald J. Trump decides to not step forward in 2024. And anybody that claims that they know whether he's going to or not are fooling themselves, because nobody really knows. I don't think even President Trump knows at this point. But all of that's a moot point if we don't fix most of this election fraud. The public is aware of it, and even most Biden voters have buyer's remorse for electing the corpse that's going to morph into President Camel Toe, who couldn't even garner less than 1% of their own party support in the last presidential race. So in conclusion, my good friend, I appreciate all the time on your show. You're very generous, my friend. In conclusion, keeping your powder dry and being smarter than the dirty, rotten, cheating criminals who have stolen the election We have to be smarter than them, outsmart them at their own game, and be just as ruthless in a legal and peaceful way, and we shall prevail with God's help, Vaughn.
I love that, and I've been preaching that, and that's great, great points all, JD. You are spot on, man. Look, we have got to keep our heads about this, and you're right. The militant left in America, folks, they want a war among you, among all of us. They seek any war that they possibly can garner up. They've been trying to gin things up ever since Ferguson, Missouri, under Obama. This is nothing new. And they want you to strike back. And I've told you guys before, if you're dead or if you're arrested for doing anything stupid, you're of no use to us at all. Stay alive where you can thrive. Do not do anything stupid. Now is the time of preparation, and cooler heads will prevail. Totally agree with that, JD. And on your show, you see a lot of that as well. And tell folks about your show, the Article 5 Hour. If you could.
All right. Well,
and where to find you.
Thank you for that. All right. Thanks, Vaughn. It's the digital version of the former radio show is now called Article 5 Live. You can find it on the YouTube channel of that name, the Facebook page of that name, and three other places on Facebook, my personal Facebook, my J.D. Smailis public figure page, and the group, Friends of Article 5. And also, I'm still on Twitter, believe it or not. I was going to cancel it, but I said, well, you know, I get most of my trolls from the Twitter at Article 5 Hour on Twitter. And that's left over from the radio show years, that account. And the trolls I get are usually from Twitter. And instead of insulting them, I'm changing tactics, and I'm going to invite the trolls to call into the show and present their case so we can have a discussion and see how many of them can hold up with someone who is baptized in fire in the political this debate for the past 20, 30 years, and see how they hold up with truth, logic, common sense, and Americana. And my guess is I won't get too many takers on the telephone number, but that's Article 5 Live on all those venues and others. Just search me on the internet. The website, Article 5 Live, has the YouTube feed come in there. You can't comment from there, but you can watch the show there. And thank you for letting me do that on your great show. And hey, man, if you're not doing anything on Easter, you know the number. I'll have the phone on. You're welcome to join me on this Easter show. I know you're the consummate bachelor, so you may not be occupied. I don't know on Easter. So if so, you're welcome to be my guest on the show. I'd love to have you on. It's been a little while, and I needed to catch up with my good friend General Weehunt, who's leading the fight for Americana and for American values on this great program, the Vaughn Weehunt Show. Thanks for having me, sir.
Thank you, JD. Have a great night, man. Appreciate you. Love you, man. And I might take you up on that and call on Easter Sunday. Have a great Easter to you and yours. And thank you so much.
Oh yeah, I didn't tell everybody what time the show on. It's on 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, or 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time all year round. Because in the formerly great state of Arizona, we do get one thing right: we don't mess around with our clocks. But that causes confusion because everybody else still does. So it's 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Sunday, and you'll get your favorite host, Mr. Vaughn Weehunt, will be my guest on Article 5 Live. Search me on the internet and keep the faith, my good friend patriots. We will win this war. We lost the battle. We'll win the war.
I love it, JD. Folks, Article 5 Live. Catch it. Twitter and elsewhere. JD, thank you so much, sir. Have a great night. Love you, man. We'll talk soon.
Hey. All right. Look forward to it, sir.
Thank you, JD. Thank you, sir. Awesome, man. That was awesome. JD, folks, is a great radio talk show host. Worked with him at KFNX and really appreciate his show. He's a great patriot and conservative. And, yes, Article 5 Live. I mean, I have no problem promoting and love to promote shows that I like. I've seen his show many times. Used to love to listen to it. And we were both at KFNX. And what happened there in the radio business is, well, that's a whole other can of worms. But I'll just say that when management changes hands, crazy things happen. I think JD would smirk at that comment, but it's true. We may be on call sign radio stations in the future here in Phoenix or elsewhere, but we both kind of went our own separate independent paths, and it's been working out very, very well. A lot of you folks don't know that the big radio conglomerates like Clear Channel and Cumulus, they're heavily in debt, and CBS Radio is probably right behind them. They don't really offer salaries like they used to back in the 80s and 90s. So we produce our own shows. We produce these things for you. We do the work. We do the research. We produce, and here's constant work, studio time, a lot of prepping. And I can't tell you how many VIP guests, they're like children. You've got to constantly tell them to show up and call. And there's a lot of these guys that want to come on the show, but they wig out on you. So it's the radio business. So you just don't know. That's why I always sort of preface my remarks that when I know I've got a VIP guest in the holding pen, I want them to stay there until they come on live. And I would say that JD was our consummate surprise, impromptu VIP guest tonight. Wow, that was really cool getting his call tonight. Really appreciate JD and great family and smart man. And good host. And folks, do check out those other alternative news shows. You'll be glad that you did. Many believe that the civil unrest would end once Joe Biden entered the White House, but that has not happened. Instead, we continue to see violence on an almost daily basis. Now, many of you saw this video on Twitter and elsewhere, or Gab, where it captured the Antifa demonstrators spray painting across the windshield of a man's truck up in Oregon and smashing the taillights when he was driving in Salem last Sunday. The driver, who was wearing an American flag sweatshirt, stepped out of his vehicle. And as he engaged with the protesters, they then appeared to mace him, taunt him, etc. The video then shows him pulling out his gun, which he had a license for, and he pointed it at the so-called anti-fascist protesters. He could be heard shouting, "Get away from me." He wasn't, excuse me, an older gent. And sadly, I think this will be multiplied by a million times. The civil unrest in our land is only going to get worse. This is also a time for us to stay cool. Don't walk into traps. Don't let the militant left taunt you. Now, this man I heard was later released by the police. They still want to taunt you and get you in trouble. And getting yourself out of trouble can take you a lot of money, time, and effort. But as more people will be fleeing our core urban areas in search of greener pastures, kudos to them. Hyperinflation will hit housing prices. And these kinds of situations where people swarm your car or swarm your home will be more and more prevalent as time goes on. That's right. Go to the woods. Folks, it's fantastic night. Big night. Let's get on another call here while we're on this roll. Let's go to Paul the Gladiator somewhere at his compound in Northern Phoenix. Let's get him on the air here. Make sure he's available. Paul, are you there, sir?
I am here.
How you doing, man? Oh, long time no hear.
Yeah, good.
What's
good.
Happening?
Hey, man, it was cool to hear JD on again.
Yes.
And you know what? I want to extend on what JD had mentioned about President Trump running again in 2024, and then I want to get into this COVID hoax. So
yes,
like JD mentioned, now that Georgia has fixed their photo ID qualifications, you know, their ID verifications, and they did that for the 2022 midterm elections and the 2024 presidential elections. He did mention that there's a group in Arizona now, because that's already in our state Senate and our House of Representatives for the state. And that's the key. So it's Georgia's run by Republicans at the state level, House and Senate, and governor. Now, unlike some states, Georgia and Arizona, we need our governors to sign election laws. But states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, they don't need the governor to sign election laws. The House and Senate runs that. So here's my prediction. This is what I believe. Georgia already did it. Next will be Arizona, then Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Even Ohio is joining in by fixing their voter ID, voter qualifications. All these states are stopping all the fake votes, and they're stopping the illegal immigrant vote. And I believe when all these five additional states get it done, I think Donald J. Trump will then announce his candidacy for president in 2024. Because why run if the states aren't fixed, number one? Number two, the Trump Organization and investors, they purchased FIND.com recently. They are ready to build the conservative network, social media, search engine, you name it, under FIND.com and compete with Google and Bing and Yahoo, and they have a ton of money on it. It's also backed by the oil companies in Texas that Biden screwed with the pipeline stop. And
right.
So that's my prediction on that front, okay? What do you think about that?
I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, we need our own conservative network desperately. We need our own TV studios. We need talk radio ramped up like it was in the 80s and 90s. We need everything overnight, man. It's going to be an uphill battle. Yeah. We you know, I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You know?
And Find.com will take over Parler. And it'll take over all the conservative voices. It'll be its own social media platform, everything. It's going to be everything to compete with the Democrats.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. So,
awesome.
You know, I've done a lot of research on the COVID flu crap, right?
Yes, you have. Love it.
All right. So I'm going to run this out exactly what I found.
Okay.
And I believe I found the true spark that started the COVID flu. Okay. So there have been a total of 34 flu strains on planet Earth all time, history of planet Earth. Out of the 34 flu strains, only 7 flu strains have ever affected the human body. Okay?
Hmm.
Now, there is a public report right now. It's a public international report on the Wuhan Institute of Virology, also known as the Wuhan Viral Institute, invested in by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It is a level 4 BSL-2 laboratory, which means all their findings have to be published because they are listed underneath the WHO. Now, the Wuhan Viral Institute, they had collected the largest number of bat viruses on planet Earth. They got all these from the southern China bat caves in and around Wuhan, China. The Wuhan Bio Institute had reported that they had 9 different bat COVID viruses and that they were experimenting with all the COVID viruses that they collected on live animals.
Mm-hmm.
Those experiments actually created what we now know as COVID-19. Now, the director of the Wuhan Viral Institute, he published a report in mid-2019, summer of 2019, of their successful manipulation of bat COVID viruses, which the Wuhan Viral Institute made into the most infectious human COVID ever by being able to attach the specific COVID-19 virus that they made to the human lung papillae. If you block the lung papillae, you stop the human lung's ability to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I also found out is that this report, where this is all laid out, and you can find it online, it's also well known to a Connecticut doctor by the name of Dr. Gottlieb. Dr. Gottlieb was the director of the CDC under former President Obama. Dr. Mm-hmm. Gottlieb has firsthand knowledge because he's in a network with the director of the Wuhan Viral Institute. No one's reporting on this in the news anywhere to America. They created it. It got away from them. That's why Wuhan, everybody forgets that Wuhan was building those fake hospitals in 2 days because they had tens of thousands of people that were infected instantaneously.
That's right. Yeah.
And it got out of the Wuhan Viral Institute and went into the city and destroyed the planet.
Yeah, literally. It's so bad. It's unbelievable. And Trump's right, Paul. It is the Chinese virus. And Bill and Melinda Gates had a hand in it. We've talked about Bill and Melinda Gates, folks, and their quote-unquote foundations. They have blood on their hands all over the world.
I guess the question is, why would the Viral Institute of Wuhan, why would they be trying to manipulate human COVID infection to attach to the human lung papillae to stop the lung's ability to breathe? Because if you notice, the people that are dying, they can't breathe because they have previous conditions of the lungs. Their lungs are just not regularly healthy. It's crazy.
It's crazy, man. It's scary times. This is a beast vaccine. And I'm very suspicious of governments that say, oh, but get the shot. It's free. It's free. You know, they keep pushing that, right? And now Biden said last week, we have every vaccination center within 5 miles of every living American. Okay, that's the first step. And they will ramp that up eventually, folks. They'll be going house to house, checking your vaccine passport. And they will do that at some point. They want you to get and take this damn shot. And they're doing everything they can to make you get this shot. There are nano robot technology inside the shot. It's already been proven. Somewhere, press a button, Paul, and say, we don't like you. Your social credit score is zip. Zero, your show sucks. We're going to press this button and kill you. How about those apples? And don't think they wouldn't do it. Garrett's been killing people for millennia. And that's why they want this thing. They want to be able to put you on a grid. And if you don't kowtow to them, all they have to do is say, well, we don't care if you own 10 guns, Mr. America. I can press this button and terminate you right now. So you better kowtow to us, lick our boots, or else.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think I told you this last night. The original group that got the vaccine in Washington State, remember all the Washington State nursing homes? They were the first ones that got crushed, right? So they gave the vaccine to all those people there in the nursing homes in Washington. And the first group, 20 of them who got both the Pfizer vaccine shots, after both shots, they got COVID-19.
Of course.
They got it.
Right on cue, right on schedule.
The vaccine is not vaccine. The vaccine is that, which I've described before in the show, the little C, big O, little V, big D vaccine base that, lo and behold, Bill and Melinda Gates had developed by the Wuhan Viral Institute.
That's right.
Put two and two together, you know.
That's
all
right.
So now I got a little bit of history trivia for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I want you to guess who this person is. Okay.
What is this, Jeopardy? This is my show. What do you got, man? What do you got?
Okay. Whose nephew had served in the United States Navy from 1941 to 1944 and fought in World War II on a Navy battleship for America?
Whose nephew?
Yep.
Hmm. Hit me up, man.
His name was William Patrick Hitler. It was Adolf Hitler's nephew.
That's right. That's right. That is a little piece of really cool. That's really cool history, Paul. In fact, I brought that up years ago on my show. That, that is a fact. Most people don't even know that. That is so true.
When he got stationed on a battleship, they changed his last name. Yep, they changed
his
last name.
It's true. I love it. No, I love it, man. That is a really cool piece of trivia that you brought up there because, I don't think war is crazy, right? And Hitler's nephew was in the American Navy during World War II. It's amazing. I love that. God.
Yeah, he fought against the Japanese for America.
Yeah.
He fought against
the
Japanese. Yeah. Kind of weird.
Oh, my God.
Weird and cool and, kind of. Yeah.
That is weird, Paul. Awesome. That's a great point you brought up there, man. I love it. And most Americans don't even know that I call the Pacific War. Well, they were all a real war, but that's the real war in the Pacific. Is war in the Pacific, folks, we had nobody helping America. In Europe, we had, the Canadians, the French Resistance. We had other groups, the British, et cetera. But in the Pacific, it was literally 95% America and about 5%, a few Australian, a few troops from Canada. But it was mainly us fighting alone against the Empire of Japan. Not completely, but we were the vast majority, put it that way. And that was all my family went to the Pacific. I had two uncles in World War II. I told you one was in Burma and one was, they were both in the army. And the other one towards the end of the war was sitting on a battleship. He was going to be in the third or fourth wave of the invasion of the Empire of Japan. And then we released the atomic bombs. And he told me as a little boy, Uncle Floyd, he told me that we were told on the tarmac of the ship, Paul, that 3 to 4 million Japanese were going to be killed in the invasion and up to 1 million American GIs were going to be killed. The house-to-house combat, house-to-house fighting, the likes of which the world has never even seen, even in Iraq or anything like that, or Afghanistan. It would have been really bloody, really, really bad. And the troops were relieved when the atomic bombs were dropped, man. I mean, to end that war, as bad as the atom bombs were, in a weird way, I have it in my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, the atomic bomb being dropped on Japan actually saved millions of lives on both sides. And that's a fact. As bad as it was, it still saved a lot of lives,
Yeah, I believe it. Look at land war itself. Yeah, land.
Yeah, war itself, man. And what are your final thoughts to America? I love that point you brought up about Hitler's nephew. That's cool.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, keep an eye out for fine.com and watch these other states changing their election laws, because I think what you're going to find, you know, fine.com, when they broadcast this worldwide, but especially across America, if all the different states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin after Arizona, following what Georgia did, when Trump announces, they can announce online with a social media platform, and I would think that that's going to happen sometime this year, because I think Donald Trump wants a good year and a half head start on Joe Biden. If, you know, Joe Biden said he's going to run, if he's alive, but who knows about that. But, you know, if he can get a good 3-year run on social media before election and use find.com as a platform, once these election, you know, state laws, you know, they're all the states I mentioned, they're all run by House and Senate Republicans. So we do have the majority in those states within the state, not in the federal government, not senators and House speakers, you know, House reps, but we do own the Republican states, like here in Arizona. So, you know, an Arizona senator got up here at the Capitol today and said, we will not have a state ID for vaccination in order to get into a concert or get into a store, because the Democrats are trying to do that. And it actually, Joe Biden mentioned it. I can't even call him president. I have to call him Joe.
I can't either.
he mentioned how Arizona is preventing a vaccination ID because we are Republican run. We don't need to do that. And the federal government cannot demand that a state order an identification for vaccination. Whenever you got a regular flu shot, you never got an ID card.
Yeah.
So I don't see that happening. I don't see the Senate in Washington D.C. allowing that to happen, because you would need a 60% majority for something like that. It's not an easy 50-50 tie with Kamala Harris. You would need a 60% majority on that. So I don't see it happening, but watch for the state laws changing. The Democrats will throw their arms up. Why does everybody need an ID to vote? Although you need an ID to open up a bank account or register a car. You know, you need ID for so many other things. You have to show ID to get a voter registration card. Forget about voting, right?
Right.
You gotta show a picture ID to buy a house, buy a car. You know, you gotta show ID for so much in this country. Just to buy alcohol, you need to show an ID. So why wouldn't we need an ID? Yeah, why wouldn't we need an ID that tells the state you're in that you are an American citizen, able to vote? I mean, we don't want everybody. We don't want children buying beer in the grocery store. So then we don't want an 8-year-old casting a vote either for president. Right?
Makes damn sense. Right. Paul, thank you so much, man. Great call. Love it, man. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. Folks, that was Paul the Gladiator. The calls just keep getting smarter and smarter. Love that. Guys, really cool about, I forgot about that, about Hitler's nephew. Yeah, years ago I brought that up on my show on KFNX, and the trivia of World War II, and many folks don't even know this, that there's still about 100,000 documents that are still classified from World War II that we don't even know about. It's a very fascinating war. I am an amateur historian. And great, great call. In other news, the U.S. evacuates all non-emergency embassy staff and families from Burma, otherwise known as Myanmar. I call it Burma. As the death toll hits 500 in the coup. Burma is where one of my uncles went during World War II. He was an expert machine gunner. My uncle Cliff was signed up before World War II, before Pearl Harbor. left America, and he wasn't a pilot, but he was in charge of the machine gun nests around the Flying Tiger base. And they had wave after wave of Japanese soldiers that tried to attack our pilots in our planes. People don't know this, but the government there of Burma was paying our pilots $500 back then, big, big money, for every Japanese Zero that was shot down. Our pilots rose to the challenge under General Claire Chennault, and they shot down those Japanese Zeros. Rightfully so, I may add. You want to be a sponsor of the Von Wiehent Show, contact me at the station or at vonwiehentshow@gmail.com. Sounds a lot like this.
Have you ever wanted your company, product, or idea on the radio airwaves? Well, now is your chance. Be a proud sponsor of the Von Wiehent Radio Show program, which airs weekly on blogtalkradio.com and then is uploaded to many internet websites such as Dark Sky Radio, Twitter, Spotify Podcast, and then all over America and the entire world. Get your product, service, and business idea out there now. We have very good cost-effective rates, and Von can get you on the air and in front of literally tens of thousands of radio listeners each week all over the nation for pennies on your advertising dollar. And the return on your investment is huge. It's a hell of a great deal, and Von will work with you to make your business or idea a big success. Von Wiehent is a man of action and of his word. Please contact him at the station on Twitter via the Von Wiehent Show, or you can email him your advertising product or inquiry at vonwiehentshow@gmail.com. That's vonwiehentshow@gmail.com. Don't delay and do it today. Remember, folks, it's always on with Von. This ad brought to you by Wolf Studio Productions.
You damn right. Now, you know, politics in America, they have ginned things up, and I'll just boil it down for you. Like I told you before in other shows, the left wing or the Democrats in America, they talk about race 24/7. They're always bringing up skin color. The Democrats are always bringing up race. But how dare you on the right, if you bring up race, if you bring up anything to do with identity or heritage? Well, the bottom line in America is that they're trying to make this country like this. In America right now, they want the white man to sit down, and they don't want you to have an opinion, bottom line. We call them out on my show. And what the Democrats are really saying and thinking here, if you read their online posts and social media, basically they hate the white man, and it's kill Whitey time, and they want Whitey to shut up. It's revenge time in America. What do all these groups say during these riots last summer? There's a white person, go ahead and chase him down. We are not a serious country at the same time. Excuse me. We're a very silly country, and our enemies will surpass us because we do not take our country or its position in the world seriously. We are far too busy canceling Dr. Seuss books or installing transgender bathrooms on our nuclear carriers or stuffing the ballot boxes for a presidential election. The goal by the globalist elitists by 2030 is to dominate the entire world in just 9 short years. And the way they are going about it, they may achieve it. We are the last obstacle in America. We who are smart, we are, the right wing is especially restrained, which is a smart place to be right now. Don't fall into these traps, boys. They want to get you in trouble. They want to give you legal trouble, criminal trouble. They want you to engage in a fight. They want you to be arrested. As I told you before, if you're arrested in jail or dead, you're no use to us. So while we sit here and lock up people who go to Trump rallies, our enemies are building up their military. Our domestic enemies are ginning things up against you. Remember, we have foreign enemies to the nation, and we have domestic political enemies against you. And don't think they're not enemies. Don't gloss it over and go, oh, everything's great, kumbaya. And because that's called the normalcy bias. And I never thought I would see this country get to this current position, but we are here. Now, having said all that, the headlines I will tell you around the world go like this. Some are humorous, some are not. Hunter Biden says he was smoking crack every 15 minutes. There was in his jaw-dropping memoir that was talked about called Beautiful Things. A hospital employee somewhere in the Midwest swiped over $218,000 from a cafeteria, Illinois police say. The employee is accused of using the money, he said, for his own personal piggy bank. Yes, I can take the money from the hospital cafeteria. No one's looking. It's for my own personal piggy bank. Take that, America. Funny so. Swiss Museum has restored a German 1944 King Tiger tank to perfect working order, raising the ire and the fear of many local people. A Swiss museum is restoring a rare King Tiger tank used by Nazi Germany's 506th Heavy Tank Battalion on the Western Front in hopes it will become the second drivable King Tiger left in the world. Well, I've already asked the Swiss government to send the King Tiger tank to the Von Wien compound. We may need that in our fight against the militant leftists and the cabal, the Democrat cabal inside this country. We need all the firepower that we can get. The tank was probably given to the Swiss Army by French forces in the years after World War II and may have fought, historians say, at the Battle of Arnhem and the Battle of the Bulge, as you know, in 1944. They have fully restored this tank. I saw it. It's got 700 horsepower. A V-12 engine, powerful, 88-ton behemoth, is only one of only eight King Tiger tanks remaining from the roughly 490 built during World War II via the Third Reich. The Tiger is probably the most famous German tank from the war, the most feared by the Allies. But the King Tiger, this one, is even heavier, better armored, and had an even bigger gun. This tank is legendary, and it's in this Swiss museum. And it's amazing because if you read the exploits of World War II, our illustrious, brave, valiant troops said time and time again that we would fire at the Tiger tank and the King Tiger, and our shells would literally go plink and drop off in ricochet off the armor of the German tanks. Had Hitler mass produced these, he probably would have won the war. But their tanks, the German tanks, are legendary, some of the best in World War II, definitely. Our little Sherman tanks might have been more maneuverable, but one hit and they were thought of as, you know, the troops called them metal coffins, because one hit by a German tank and they were up in flames. Sad but true. Unbelievable carnage in World War II. We don't want any more brother wars like that. That would be for the history books. So hopefully it will never happen. But what's going on, as I told you, in the Russia and Ukraine could exacerbate these World War II tensions. World War II has never been finalized. I don't care what your history teacher told you in grade school. There are many issues of World War II that have not been fully rectified yet. All they did was pull the blanket over Europe after World War II. They gave it the EU, but there's a lot of festering issues there that could blow up at any time. Also, a San Diego woman was sentenced for nearly a $400 million Ponzi scheme. A San Diego businesswoman whose Ponzi scheme bilked hundreds of people out of nearly $400 million was sentenced Wednesday to 15 years in federal prison. Gina Champion Kane, age 57, received more than the sentence recommended by prosecutors. Good. At the sentencing, U.S. District Judge Larry Burns noted that some victims were friends she had known for years, as the San Diego Tribune reported. This is a scam that went on for 7 years, and she was best known for her chain of now-closed patio restaurants, but she also had a clothing and vacation rental business. The scheme involved her getting people to invest in a business called American National Investments that supposedly made high-interest loans to businesses seeking California liquor licenses. Like most scams, she kept the money for her own personal use via the Ponzi scheme, and that is also very interesting. Also, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, you've heard about her, the Republican from Georgia, spun a new conspiracy theory this week that combines capitalism, communism, fascism, corporations, and the coronavirus vaccine. She mentioned the biblical apocalypse and President Joe Biden in a long rant in narrative, kind of interesting. She's called the QAnon Congresswoman for her embrace of wild conspiracy theories, quote unquote. But don't forget that many conspiracy theories, folks, in her defense, come true over time. And she also railed, good for her, against the notion of vaccine passports. That's a big Democrat proposal. It's a form of ID that they want to foist upon all Americans. They will forbid you to travel from state to state or even city to city within a state if you don't have the right vaccine passport per the Democrat Biden-Harris agenda. Unreal. And we don't want that. She mentioned that, is this something like Biden's mark of the beast? Because that is really disturbing and not good, the congresswoman said. Interesting news there. Evil does lurk in the land. There's some sad news, but a mother was arrested for attempted murder after allegedly slashing, God forbid, her three-year-old daughter's neck with a pair of scissors. Per Yahoo News, she slashed her daughter's neck before doing the same to herself. Unreal. We have evil that does lurk in the land, folks. And an Idaho parrot goes viral for befriending a puppy. This parrot and the puppy, have seen the video, just care about each other and love each other. Pretty cool. You can see that on Twitter. And folks, we're glad you're here. This is the last segment of our show tonight. Many of you know that I am the author of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. The second book is coming out hopefully soon when it finishes edit. And it sounds a little bit like this.
Welcome to the world of the modern-day Bachelor with Vaughn's legendary book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy and the Retro and Modern-Day Bachelor Guide for the New Renaissance Man of the New Millennium and Beyond. This awesome book is an international underground cult classic and bestseller. This book is really cool, and you'll love it. It is really a mind-blowing journey into bachelorhipdom. Everything you can imagine about the bachelor lifestyle of retro yesteryear and today, you can find in this ultimate bachelor manifesto, from the history of the bachelor to how to throw a great Playboy Mansion-style bachelor party, career, finance, movies, politics, humor, travel, expat lifestyle, the MGTOW movement, sexy chicks, of course, and a lot of other very cool and interesting micro chapters are all contained in this easy-to-read must-have book. I'm proud to offer it to you here in all of its grand glory, so read on as Caesar commands it. You can find this awesome book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and other fine online venues and fine brick-and-mortar stores. Onwards to the Empire. And may God save the Bachelor King.
That's right. Now, some of you guys, we talk about this once in a while on the show, Bachelor Hipdom or getting married or relationships. I might launch a new show about this, actually, on top of this show. Never fear. This show will always continue as the illustrious, legendary Von Wehunt Show. But know this to be true, that some guys meet their special someone when they're young. Some do not. Some people search. You got to do what's best for you in life, guys. Don't let the girls tweak your nose. If you like one, if you like her a lot, you marry her and you settle down. If you want to play the field, then play the field. Never deceive yourself. Always be honest with yourself. Don't feel pressured by family or friends telling you to get married or do things that you don't really want to do. It's only going to be a disaster for you, your children, and society. Be true to yourselves. Chase your dreams. I keep telling you guys, really, you young guys have no business getting married unless you get some money coming in and you establish a homestead or something of that nature. You know, families cost lots of money today, and by all means, go down that route if you want to. I say if you're going to have a family, have a big one. We need more soldiers on the front, if you know what I mean. and be the best father ever. Be the best, do the best job you absolutely ever could, okay? But if that's not your cup of tea, then you need to move on down different paths. So my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, is not an anti-marriage book. It is a book that showcases how many guys thrive being a bachelor. I interviewed expats around the world. There's a lot of politics in the book as well, investment advice, things like that. But a lot of people are going to get married, and that's a good thing for society, that the family is the building block of society, and I fully support the nuclear family, the atomic nuclear family, right? 1960s style, 1970s. But the thing is there's an assault against you, and really the most rebellious thing many of you guys can do, really in this day and age, is getting married and having a family. It's not for everyone. It's not one size fits all. Don't let society tell you that. Many guys are not cut out for it. Many of you are, and if you are, go down that path. But my book is just basically exploring different paths that men make these decisions on their own. And it's a good book because men can commiserate about it and discuss things. And we need to communicate more, not less. And we need to be more aware of what's going on around us as well. As you know, I broadcast from Arizona, from my mountain stronghold. And we are the High Chaparral. Oh, yeah, we had a few callers that dropped off. Call back. We'll try to get you on. I think Lincoln was one of them. Let's go right now to Brett the Surfer from Shoya Bay, Mexico. Viva Mexico!
Hey, Ron,
this is Brett.
How are you, brother? This is Brett, man. How are you, brother?
Well, you're a stupendous vacation out there, man, on the beach. Tell us the story.
Oh,
do
yeah.
tell. Do tell.
Well, it was we have a house down there, but we decided to do a staycation while we were down there. We were down there a couple weeks and
nice.
Went over to Choya Bay, which is, if you haven't been to Rocky Point, it's Puerto Penasco. It's a four-hour drive south from Phoenix,
yep.
Arizona.
Been there many times.
Yeah, it's just the weather was awesome, man. I mean, I can't believe we're going to hit 100 on Sunday. I think on Easter we're going to hit 100 degrees. But
too
you know,
early.
Down
I don't like it. I admit
yeah.
that. I'm one of those that, I mean, you can put me in 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s weather all day long. But, yeah, it's just part of it's, you know, that's our bad weather in Arizona when it gets to 100. That's not bad here. When it gets over 105 is when I kind of move the bar north, right? Over 105
yeah,
degrees, we know
yeah.
it's going to be really bad. But 100
oh,
really
yeah,
is,
yeah.
it's just too early for April, though. That's my point. That should be a June temperature, not April.
Well, we had 54 days of 110 degrees last summer. So, you know,
remember,
is that a sign that it's going to be that hot this summer? You know, but yeah, but it's good to be back. But man, it was beautiful down there. You know, I mean, just being in the sea air is just something that you can't get enough of. You know, I mean, if it was my last day on Earth, I'd like to be at the ocean and just on the beach and enjoying myself and the way things are going. It might not be too long from now. You know, but
right,
you know, I'm an optimist. I mean, I just can't believe what's going to be happening at the border, what is happening. They're dumping people in Gila Bend, Texas. They're dumping people that's the Border Patrol. The sheriffs are like, look, the mayor of Gila Bend said, we can't handle this. You know, we don't have the finances to handle this. And I think it's just going to get worse, you know. I mean, I and Kamala thinks it's funny and won't go down.
She does.
She thinks
her cackle and her laugh is disgusting. Right, right.
Yeah. It's the last thing she'd do. So, but they could care less, and it's serious.
It's a joke to them. It's a big joke. They laugh in front of the cameras. I tell people they do not take this border seriously. They think you and me bringing this up that we're somehow throwbacks to retro America 1955. Oh, how dare you talk about the border? That's so funny. That's so 1960 or 70 of you.
Yeah.
As she laughs, everything's a big joke to her. She's, you know, just walking around with her glazed, drugged out eyes. You know, that's what she looks like, at least.
Yeah, she does. She's
just a joke. Nothing to take serious. Just a big smirk, a big smile, as she condescendingly just looks in the camera and just goes, you know, does that creepy laugh, man.
Yeah,
creepy.
Yeah, tries to get back on. Oh well, I will head back down there. I will. Well, I would. I don't think she'll be heading down there. I would. If she does go down there, it's to take down the wall and say, you know, this was unnecessary.
America is a corporation. We're not a real country if we don't have a border, and that's what they seem to want. They want America to. They want to pack in millions and millions of people. I've warned you guys before that when you see your government literally just shrug their shoulders and go, man, we can't control this border. We don't even want to control this border. We don't really care what happens to you. We've got our underground bunkers, our dumbs ready to go. We've got our DC, you know, our big payroll, our suitcases full of cash. We're all set. F you. Screw you, America. That's what they say. Screw you. And good luck out there. Good luck to you, buddy. Good luck. How's that working out for you now? Okay.
Yeah.
You Trump supporters. That's what they're really saying.
Yeah.
And that's what then they wonder why. What gets me is they wonder why. Why are people buying so many guns? Why are they building bunkers and silos and, you know, carving out, you know, compounds in mountains in Arizona and Nevada. I don't understand. Well, Sherlock,
yeah,
it's because you guys abandoned us 20, 30, 40 years ago, and we have to do what we have to do. I told you before, no one's coming to save us, folks. No one's coming to save you. The cavalry is not coming. If the army or does come, it'll be under a UN banner to subvert you. To control you.
Exactly.
But no one's coming to save us. We're on our own. We are on our own. And most Americans have gotten that message loud and clear from the rooftops. The government's been saying, we don't care about you, flyover people. Screw you. Good luck out there. And let me tell you, Brett, the people have gotten that message, and we are preparing accordingly. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what we're going to do. And in the future, when elections are going to be taken again, which would stop them from doing it again, you know, they are with this count that they're going to do again. It'll be very interesting to find out. Oh, yeah, we didn't find a thing. We did not find a single thing. So let's just keep on doing what we're doing, and then the next election. I mean,
it's a disaster.
To see what they say. Could you imagine?
We're watching the implosion of America, Brett. We're watching the border disintegrate in front of our very eyes.
It's a sad state, and I just I mean, where are we going to be in August with 150,000? I mean, just streaming in. I mean, it could get to the point where it's just I don't know. It's pretty scary, you know. And
well, let's take it to the nth degree, as I'm famous for doing. Okay, these guys are coming over. A lot of them have relatives and friends and compadres in these Latino gangs. So the gangs will swell up in force. They will be amassing armies of people, new recruits, folks, armed new recruits.
Mm-hmm.
Even our own government has said a lot of these guys have got, they are part of MS-13, other cartel gangs. They are already, many of them are, not all, but many of them are already criminals. and some of them may even kill people. So they could mm-hmm. be soulless criminals coming in, joining more gangs. In my view, the gangs will swell up. Also, another reason to buy guns and ammo. You don't know who's coming to your neighborhood in 10 more years or 5 more years. You don't know what's going to be happening down the road. So if they amass an army of 1,000 gang members to swarm a neighborhood, do you think the police are going to come for that? No. They have repeatedly proven that they will stand down. All they do is they'll go to your neighborhood. They will put caution tape around the whole neighborhood and say, don't go in there. And that's what they'll say. That's all they will say. They will not go in. They'll be afraid to go in. They want to get their pension, their little paycheck. I get it. But we're mm-hmm. on our own.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to go to fisticuffs face to face with violent gang members while they pillage and break in your door and kill your family and your pets, ravage your house, then set it on fire. Okay, I mean, that's an extreme example, but not really if you look at what happened in Minneapolis. When the gangs took over Minneapolis, what did the Minneapolis police do? They cordoned off the area and they stood down. Because we have to wait 2 or 3 days for these militant leftist rioters to burn out. In 2 or 3 days, mm-hmm. you could be. Same thing in L.A.
Yeah.
They had riots out there. I watched their tactics. They stand down. The governor will tell them to stand down, and the mayor, and the liberal Democrat chief of police in the big Democrat cities. Stand down. So that's what it's that little window.
Scottsdale?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of thing. The police did not respond quickly. They probably tried. Mm-hmm. It was in a large area. It's nothing against them. But my point is these things happen, and a lot of times the police are told and ordered. Your local, troops on the ground are told to stand down. Don't go in there. We don't want any mm-hmm. liability. Mm-hmm. It's not about you. It's about liability to the city. They don't want lawsuits. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be sued. They don't care about you and your family. Remember, we are collateral damage to the government. Collateral damage. And that's how they're going to view you.
They were talking about going into Gilbert suburbs, and they were talking about in Phoenix. I remember that night, and BLM was saying that, and I am pulling out my shotgun. We'll have it by the bed. We have 8 in the chamber, and we're good to go. You want to bring it on. I'm a surfer, but I also have a street sweeping Winchester.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
the surfer with a gun. I love that. Surfer with a shotgun. I love it. That's your new moniker.
Yeah.
Surfer with a shotgun, Brett. Love it, man. Well, it's right, because the police aren't going to come. They're not going to protect you, folks. We all know they protect and serve, blah, blah, blah. But don't forget, that's only in times of peace. In time of war, look at Chicago, look at L.A., look at D.C. last summer. Did the police intervene?
Mm-hmm.
No. All they do is cordon off the area. Walk down this path. Don't walk over here. Why? There's a riot over there. Why aren't you going in there? I was told to stand down. I'm staying here at my post. That's what your local beat cop will say. I was ordered to stay here. And go up the food chain. That's what they were told by all the political figures.
The George Floyd case is going on, and that's what happens when you really try and, it's just better. And they don't pay me enough to risk my life. So
I'm not saying that they should run against bullets, but I am saying that you also volunteer to be a police officer. So I'm just saying that I don't blame them if they're being ordered. It's not them. It's the political figures above them that order them to sit down. It's not so much your local beat cop wants to do something about this stuff. Their hands are tied by the mayor, governor, and chief of police who order them stand down. Don't you dare go in there. When the verdict comes out in Minneapolis, that city will again be engulfed in flames. It will riot. And again, you'll see the police. The tactics are cordon off the area, put the flashing lights on the squad cars, and don't go in there. Tell the good folks to drive around while everyone is having a massive riot. And that's what's going to happen again.
Yeah.
Hate to say it, but I can already predict it.
And
right.
You saw what was going on, and that's just it's just mayhem, and you know,
Look, if the verdict does not go their way, they're going to torch the city. I hate to say it, but would fully expect that. If they don't, I'd be very surprised because they've done it before. And the best indicator of the future is see what happens in the past. So I know those people haven't moved. They're still up there. So they're still entrenched, and they're just waiting with bated breath for that verdict. And if it goes south on them, doesn't go their way, all hell's going to break loose. So if you're in Minneapolis, I get the hell out of there personally. But if you're going to stay there, lock and load, baby. You better be ready for anything.
Yeah,
crazy
like
times,
you know,
man.
People want to be there. Yeah.
We hope
sure
the cooler
is,
heads prevail, surfer. But I don't always bet on the horse I want. I bet on the horse that I know will come up, and that's the horse of the apocalypse. In the case of Minneapolis, it looked like hell.
It is
last year when they ransacked the Target and they torched the city. And the next day you see the charred remains and the police just shrug and go, yeah, I guess a riot came through here. Yeah. No big deal. Typical, you know. I mean, that's where we're at. That's where we're at as a nation. That's where we're at. Nobody cares but you. Nobody will protect you. The cavalry is not coming. I keep telling folks this. You, look, these things will fall in our lap collectively. You need to do things for you and your family. No one's going to come and save us. The powers that be have ridden us off and said, good luck to you, kid. You know, that's their attitude.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. I'll talk to you in a couple of days. Good luck with those riots. Duck and cover. You know?
Yeah, I'll be in my underground bunker, and I hope you have one. And
the best thing to do is hide.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what happens, but again, I just I never underestimate the pettiness of the public. Never underestimate that, how vicious and how petty people can be. And I've always said desperate people do desperate things. If they feel that things are desperate politically or economically, then hold on to your hat, man, you know. But, Brett, the surfer with the shotgun. Love talking to you, man. Have a great night. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, brother. Thanks, Ron. Have a good one.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right,
man. Thank you, buddy. Let's get on one more call. We're getting near to our show's completion. Let's see who's on this line.
Hi there.
You're on the Von Wien Show. What's your name?
Hi, Hotep, H-O-T-E-P.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
East Coast, and was listening for a while, and it's preaching to the choir that I'm hearing. Here's why. The Black and Latino hood faces social problems, limited jobs, lots of aggression, schools that are failing. I could go on for an hour. And your side, let me tell you, your side only sees the frustration. You don't want to dig intellectually into the problem. So you just write off those people as...
We lost this guy. Must be on his cell phone. Yeah, we know that these things are big, big problems and big, big issues. And everyone understands that these are huge issues. And on a two-hour show, we possibly dig deep. This isn't a policy wonk thing or a classroom where we can spend a semester on these things. Look, there are many systemic problems in America. I'm the first to say that, but this is still a land of opportunity for those who seek it. And is this country perfect? Hell no, but no country's perfect. You make your own hell and you make your own heaven on this planet too. We wish you all a very good year. Everybody can do well and prosper. We hope that nobody has any issues or any problems. Are there problems with the local police in some areas? Yes, there are. I try to be very objective, very fair about these things. It's not about any side. We're trying to make America a better place for all. Look, we're all here. We all have to get along. And if we don't, then we don't. Simply put, let the chips fall where they may. I thank you all for being here. God bless everybody. Good luck to you all. We hope that you are all doing well in the new year. Happy Easter to all. We hope that peace comes across America. We do want peace. We want cooler heads to prevail. And I'll leave you with this as well. Oh, America, we are in a spiritual battle for our very lives. I tell you this with trepidation, knowing full well that we are going against many entrenched powerful forces in the universe and beyond. When the real truth of these times come out, no one will believe it. They will want us distracted. The real news is that Russian armored tank divisions are on the move against Ukraine. Are there problems in this country? Yes. But we seek to make this country a better place. Are there problems elsewhere in the world? Yes. But America does not have the time or the inclination to dig deep into everything. We're a very quick country, and you either move along with it or it will absorb you and consume you. That is America. We will forge ahead. We thank you all for being here tonight. We wish you all well in the new year and Easter weekend. I leave you with this. Call back next week. We'll try to get you on the air. We are limited on time as usual. Thank you very much. From my mountain stronghold, I bid you all farewell.